We're up in Perek Yugimel, Pasuk Yudal. Okay, in Perek Yugimel, Pasuk Yudal, here we're discussing a group of people come to Yecheskel, and they're coming to ask questions about faith in Hashem, questions of various questions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very disturbed that Yecheskel is giving these people an audience, because by giving them an audience, it appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting them as fine Jews, when there can be nothing further than the truth. The fact is, these people were idol worshippers. So here we're up the Pasuk Dal, it says, L'chein therefore daber oisam, speak to them, v'yamar talahem, koyamar Hashem elokim, so says Hashem, ish, mi beis Yisrael, asher yale es gilulav el libo, any man in Klal Yisrael who thinks about Avod Zara, Yale Pasuk Dalet, Perik Yudalet Pasuk Dalet. I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Perik Yudalet Pasuk Dalet. So again, here Yecheskel is responding to a group of people who are sitting before him. And he says, which means that he brings upon his heart about Avodah Zarah, and he puts the stumbling block of his sin before his face. In other words, they don't just think about Avodah Zarah, they actually worship Avodah Zarah, and he comes to the prophet to ask questions. So obviously it's very disturbing. How dare you stand in the presence of the Navi Hashem, the Holy One, when you are a person who is mole, who is full of sin? And the Vol Navi Hashem says, "Ani Hashem na'anesi loy." Hashem here says, "I will respond." Hashem says, even though here it's a little tricky what it says in the next words of the pasuk, "Ani Hashem na'anesi loy ba." Despite, okay, you have to hear the word despite. I will answer him even though he has come into my presence with the abundance of his abominations. Even though he is not worthy to stand in the presence of the Navi because of his terrible sins, Hashem says, still and all, I will give him an audience and answer his questions. Now, let's see this pasuk in the Metsudot Sota. We have to go slow, because these sugma are a bit difficult. Pasuk Dal in the Metsudot Sota, Daber Oisam, Daberi Mohem. Hashem says to Yecheskel, I want you to give them the following message. Daberi Mohem, Bo El Hanavi, Lishol Mimenu Devar Hashem. Speak to them. Ubolanavi, and then the next words are, speak to these people who are coming to the prophet. Lishol mimenu dvar Hashem. Why are these people coming to Yecheskel? They're coming to ask a question from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, really, I should not give you an audience. You're Rishoyim. How dare you stand in my presence, in the presence of who represents me, Yecheskel? But yet, out of the goodness of my heart, Hashem says, I will give a response. Na'anesilo. Akabel ma'anehu. I will accept his request. Asher lo, maneu means his question. I will accept, I will listen, pay attention to his request. Asher lo, l'hashiv olav, to give an answer. Im kibo, here is where the Metsudot Sota says something very critical to explain the simple translation of the pasuk. Im ki, despite the fact, bo lishol b'machshavos roiv gilulav, even though this person is a disgusting person, his mind is fully occupied with thoughts of Avodah Zarah, how dare he stand in the presence of the prophet of Hashem, Hashem says, you know what, I will pay attention to his request and respond to him, even though he's coming to me with a head filled with thoughts of idolatry. Rashi, Pasik Dalid, there is Rashi Nanesi Lo. Okay, so Mechols, could you hear? So Dal Rashi Dal, what's the French?
He says Repondu, which is like Repondé, to respond,
answer.
To answer.
Respond, I will answer. Avopishuhu Bo, so here Rashi also adds in these few words which are critical to understand the simple translation of the Pasik. I will respond, even though I shouldn't. Why should I not? Shehuba lefanai berov gilulav, because he comes before me with an abundance of thoughts of Avodah Zarah. Kain tirgim yonis, and that is how the Targum translates. The Targum is also coming to add words into the pasuk more often than not in Tanakh. there are many word pasukim which you have to add, you have to add words into the pasuk in order for the pasuk to make sense. Okay, let's see. Radak radak pasuk dalid lochein diba dib daber oisam imam kamoi itam, speak with them and say to them nanesi lo ba berov gilulav venanesi lo, I will respond, I will answer his request. Here is where avolo nidrashti lo. So here the Radak says something very important, and this is going to carry out the theme as we go through his parish. Is there's a difference between answering a person's question and answering his tefillah. When a person davens to Hashem, it's not the same thing as asking Hashem a question. Sometimes you ask Hashem a question: Hashem, why did you do this? So if you're lucky, Hashem will tell you why he did it. The reason is because of such and such. Then this tefillah: Hashem, I want you to change the situation. I want you to undo the verdict. I want you to give me what I want. Oh, that's a different thing. That's called derisha. That's tefillah, which he's synonymous with derisha, which means to seek out. That Hashem says that you're not deserving of. I will not give you what you want. You're lucky if I'll even give you an audience with me and at least I'll talk to me and answer your questions. Why did you punish me? Because you did this Avera, that Avera, and that Avera. Okay, thank you, Hashem, for telling me the reason. Now, you know, can you stop punishing me? Can you give me what I want? No, that I'm not. You don't deserve it. That's exactly what is going on over here in this pasuk.
Could it be that Hashem could have said to him, don't meet with them at all.
Exactly.
I don't want any audience, or I want you to expose them for who they are.
Okay, he's doing that. He.
You know, you think you're this and that.
Well, that's also a madrega to show.
In God's name, this is what you really are.
Right, he does that. Hashem does that, but it's also a madrega. Like today, unfortunately, I don't think we have either. I mean, some depends for who. Can't generalize, but I think many people feel that not only do we don't get what we want, we don't know why. It's very frustrating that sometimes the hester upon him is so thick, you don't even feel that you have an audience with Hashem. You daven. So you have to be in a madrega to even feel that you have an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then to go to the madrega where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you what you want. Wow, that's really, that's
I'm thinking along different lines. In other words, for example, there are those from the Reform movement today, conservative, they want to have, quote, into dialogue with the Orthodox. And I'm wondering if you die them in the previous generation, said absolutely not.
Wait, what did you say?
Huh?
Wait, what did you just say?
In other words, you have
Yeah.
And they want to have
into dialogue.
And there are Gedolim that says absolutely not.
Right.
We don't want to talk to them. Your faith is blemished. We don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
So here Hashem seems to be saying, call them in and tell them all.
Okay. You can't generalize. Every generation is different. And you also have to know what would the Gedolim of this generation, what would they say today? Like you say, that was a very big split between Rav Yeshiva Soloveitchik and the I forgot the Vad, the Igud of Rabbanim. That was the big split on interfaith dialogue. They have different opinions. So you have to ask the question, what would those Gedolim then who were very against interfaith dialogue, what would they say today in the year 2017? Tav Shnayim Zayin. What would Rav Yoshua Ber Soloveitchik say today? You know, you can say a svara like this, a svara like that. Times change very quickly. The sakana that was present then is not necessarily present today. And today there are new dangers that lurk out there. So you can't generalize. What was then will be today. You're not dealing with matters that are clear halacha and shulchan aruch. You're dealing with things of hashkafa and enoch hanami. Here you're dealing over here during the time of the Nevi'im. It's a whole different world. And you can argue that there are differences between the society then and the society today that we can't even imagine that we can put them on the same page. But look at the Rabbah, look at all the Rishonim. One of the biggest things you read in old history about 1,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago were the vikuachs, the debates. The debates that could be the Christians,
those
who imposed upon us. Anochnan, it was imposed upon us, but not all the time. I don't know what every situation was imposed upon us. You had very good, it was a different door, you had very great minds who were able to successfully refute any challenge. And I mean, this is throughout history. I mean, these debates and these types of situations were very, very common. Today we're very weak. Okay, just asking too many questions itself.
No spokespeople who we trust that, you know, would make it look good for our, you know,
for us, right?
It's going to be somebody to knock him down and say, "Well, look what you said." But what even happened to Yochanan Ben Sakai? And he, you know, they said that he made some mistakes when he asked.
Yeah. Everybody is the second guesser.
Exactly. That's the point.
All right, so that you're asking very good over here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying, you're talking about, you want to read into this over interfaith dialogue. You have over here the Navi. Well, over here it's not really also interfaith. These are people who are present themselves as being tzaddikim, being no different than anyone else in society. And Hashem just says, "But I know what you're thinking. I know what's in your mind. In your mind, you are attached to avodah zarah." Okay, let's see the next words of the mitzvah. Let's read these words of the mitzvah of the Rav Da'ak one more time. Pasuk Dalet. Lechein diber aysam imam kmo itam v'nanesi lo bab rov gilulav v'nanesi lo. Hashem says, "I will respond. Avoloi nidrashti lo. I will not allow myself to be sought out." In other words, I will not accept their prayers. A difference between answering and derisha. Avol enelo. I will answer politely their questions. Va'ashivenu al devarav kedi legales tzifon libo. In order to expose their hypocrisy. Avoloi edrash lo lo seis es she'elosai. I will not give them their request. The last soy is bakosha soy, two different expressions, to give them their bakosha and their she'ela. She'ela si uva kosha si in the Megillah. Those two expressions. V'na'nesi lo. So here he v'na'ane lo. Tzrichim perush lefi binyonim lefi inyonim. So here he's going into some grammar which you know that I'm not too good with. Ki na'nesi v'nenehe mi binyin nifal v'ho'el hu apoyel. Ba'anoisoi hatsoyek elov kimo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the poyel. Hashem is the Kel is the one who answers, the one who responds. Ba'anoisoi hatsoyek elov kimi shoymer aneni Hashem aneni aval yaneh bo eshul kim. Another word pasuk v'ha adam hatsoyeku ne'eneh. The one that is answered is the ne'eneh. Kama shnemar hein etzak chamos v'loy e'oneh. Hinei hakel hu ha'oineh, ve'odam hu hana'aneh. Hashem is the oineh, the one who answers, and the person is the na'aneh, the one that is being answered. Ve'eich amar hinei al hakel yitzbach na'anesi v'neneh. Ne'mar kitam, so here it seems to be some grammatical inconsistency. Ne'mar ki atam lefi shaloshin ma'anehu al shnei panim, ho'echad hu betchilas hadibor kimo kein hu likro v'litzoik, uksha amar Elov, na'nesi v'nenehu na'anelo oine elov hu hakorei v'hatsoek. I don't really know what I just said. All I basically take out of this, not going to get too bogged down on this, is that the
says,
yeah.
It has two meanings. It usually means to answer, but it may also indicate the beginning of a speech, as in the pasuk in Eel.
Okay. So here, it's in this context, it means Hashem is going to respond. Ani Hashem na'anesi lo. The word is a tricky word. In this context, it means I will answer. Even though normally we would expect this form of the word to mean I will be answered. I haven't seen you in a long time. You okay? A couple of days. Everything okay? For Shlema. Okay, Ani Hashem na'anesi lo. So here, basically, even though the grammar over here is a little bit off, we'll just take what the Radak says here in this context. It means I Hashem will answer. I will answer your questions, but the diuk is I will not grant your request. I will not answer your tefillah. It's a very big difference between these two concepts. Ba. Okay, ba means ksebe hey, vikriba aleph, ki oisios aleph, hey, vav yud, mischalfois. This is a general rule, even though the word ba, krivich sif, even though these individuals, ba, they approach me, they come to me, beroiv gi, lulav, with thoughts of avodah zarah. Okay, rushoi, bavur, shabab, beroiv gi, lulav, ene, lo, kide, legalit, sifon, libo. Because they come to me filled with abominations, with thoughts of avodah zarah. Enelo, I will answer for the purpose of exposing the fraud, exposing the hypocrisy. Tzifon libo, v'zer sh'amar acharav. That's what it says over here in the next pasuk. I'm going to answer, but I'm not going to fulfill your tefillas. Let's see if the pasuk really fits into this very well. The next, now this pasuk is a very, very famous pasuk. If you learn Daf Yomi, you'll come across pasuk many, many times. Leman, why am I going to answer you? In order to tefos. Tefos literally means to take hold of. But you can't take hold, this is a very interesting idea, you can't take hold of a thought. A thought is something that's not tangible. That's only for us human beings. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, it's an amazing idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we think, Hashem, we learned that pasuk not so long ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whatever is comes up upon your mind, we have that expression a few psukim back, Maleh, I forgot the pasuk, but there's an expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our thoughts. We learned that from Sefer Yirmiyah. Hashem knows a person's thoughts. When Hashem sees the thought, it's visual. It's tangible. Isn't that amazing? Like, you know, today with technology, one of the most amazing advances in technology is you're able to take things which are intangible and put them in make them as tangible as they possibly can be. For example, sound. There's one example. I did some work a couple of years ago. I had a little gig to do some work with sound. And the technology for sound is just unbelievable. What you can do today, you have a recording, and you can basically visualize the sound. You have a recording, and there are many tools. There are some things you can download for free. Audacity is a great tool, and there is SoundForge. And then there are some very, very expensive things which cost a lot of money, thousands of dollars, where you have a recording. And the recording, you see it visually. You see the sound visually. And that allows you to edit. You can take out the background noise. You can add in special effects. Basically, and the big technologies are able to clean up recordings that are very unclear. Like they've remastered, they've redone Yankel Rosenblatt. Right, so what they've done, Yosla Rosenblatt. So what they've done is extremely amazing, and a lot of these things you can't even get their algorithms which do it for you, but none of the algorithms are perfect. You have to really do it by hand, and you got to go into every single split second and clean up all of the background noise, the specks. You're basically touching. You're basically making something which is sound, which is not tangible in a certain dimension. You're making it physical to manipulate it, to clean it, to enhance it. So Hashem, it's the same way we have this idea, a lot of things like with video and all different types of technology. That's an incredible thing. So here, Hashem was way ahead of his time. The Ribbono Shel Olam was way ahead of his time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to look at a machshava. You have a thought. A thought is going through a person's mind, and Hashem is able to hold it, to touch that thought, to grasp, to fos. It's an amazing idea. To fos es, to grab the thought, which a human being, we can't do. We don't even know what someone else is thinking. And if we can figure out what they're thinking through their body language, it's fleeting. You can't go back and take it and touch it and analyze it. It's gone.
We talk about battle for hearts and minds, for example.
Okay, that's an emotion. That really is but this is much more powerful. This pasuk, like I told you, the pasuk is Hashem was way ahead of his time. For all the technology that exists is tefos. Hashem says in order to seize, to take hold, to grab, to grasp what a person's thinking in his mind, as Beis Yisrael b'libam, by the thoughts that are circulating in their hearts.
Track, because he says, in other words, I would talk to him and I would answer him, but his mind is made up. He's not coming to talk to me to ask me anything. He's trying to change me.
Who, Hashem?
No, the Nevi Sheker. They are not coming to me to listen. They're coming to explain.
Tell me what to do. Remind me of the Lubavitch.
So what am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
The sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe. When he came to America, he was very elderly. He was in a wheelchair, and most of America they were Mechalei Shabbos. And he came to America. They came to Mechalei Rabbi by Rakefet. He says this over many, many times in his stories. One of his favorite stories, they came to America, he came on a wheelchair, and the Hasidim came, they all came to be mekabel upon him, who's the Riatz, the sixth Lubavitcher, what was his name? I'm not a Lubavitcher, they'll kill you for not knowing this, they'll hang me up for that. Yosef Yitzchak. So they came in a wheelchair and they were mekabel upon him and they began to sing a Lubavitcher Nigun. It was a very emotional experience when the sixth Rebbe came to America, but he was very, very sick. They took him upstate somewhere. And then they, over the next few weeks, they said, they came, the Hasidim said to him, and they said, you know, the Rebbe is not well, you know, retire, it's time to retire, you'll live over here upstate, and we'll take care of you, we'll give you a pension, and, you know, relax, and just let it be what it is. America is what it is, America is on the way down. So the Rebbe, the next day, the Rebbe calls in the Hasidim, he says to them, where I come from, the Rebbe tells the Hasidim what to do. Not the Hasidim tell the Rebbe what to do. And therefore I reject everything that you said to you told me, and it's going to be just, it was starting all over again. America is no different than Europe. And with that, he began, and then slowly, right after that was with the whole, he was nifted not that much longer later, and then became the whole thing, who took over, ultimately, Nachum Mendel Schneerson, he took over. But that always sticks out, where I come from, the Hasidim listen to the Rebbe, the Rebbe tells them.
After he said he wanted everybody to daven in the shul, early, he wanted everybody, the minyan should start earlier to make San Kriyashma, and then they told him Shabbos in the morning that they took a vote at a meeting and they decided to still start at 9 o'clock. And he didn't say anything there, but all of a sudden during Shabbos Shudder sings Miras, and right in the middle of his song, he just lost it. He slammed his fist on the table and he said, Yiddishkeit is not a democracy.
All right, so that's what it's over here. Tefois, to grab, es beis Yisrael, beliba masher nazaru me'olah. The word nazaru means they are distancing, they are separating. Mizirus, what does it mean to be a naz? It means to separate, to go into hispoididus, to separate from the dead, from the good, the pleasures of life. Here it's used in a negative form, asher nazaru me'olah. The Jewish people are distancing themselves from me, begilu lehem kulam, through their abominations. Who is doing this? Kulam, all them. There is no innocent man in the entire Klal Yisrael that is not guilty of worshipping idols in their heart. Let us look at the mitzudos of Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey says, leman tefos, return to Lamar, loy oshiv lamala she'losai, rak leman lechois oisam bilvoisam. I'm not going to, oshiv is to return, lamala she'losai, to answer their request, to give them what they want. Rak, the only thing I'm going to do, the reason why I'm granting these people an audience is not because I'm willing to give them what they want. They're being mispalel to me, a Shmone Esrei, 18, 19 brachas, for bracha, hatzlacha. No, 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 no. There's not going to be bracha, hatzlacha, zero. Why then am I giving you an audience? For one reason, only to expose you as charlatans, to expose the hypocrisy. Rak, leman lechois oisam bilavoisam, to expose them in their hearts, lehakriv elai, this that they approach me, asher kulam perishu me'olai, this that they approach me, even though all of them have distanced themselves from me, b'machshavois gilu lehem, through thoughts of idolatry, kibir oisam shakabal manam v'yashivam, when they see that I will accept, I will listen to their request and respond to them, Yedu Sheyesh Elokim BeYisrael, they will acknowledge that there is a God among the Jewish people. They're not going to get what they want, but at least they're going to feel the pain of recognizing that how foolish they have been by worshiping idols when they have in front of them a living God. Okay, let's see over here. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk hey, leman tefos es beis Yisrael bedil, so that lekarova your space Yisrael. I'm going to come close to the Jewish people, limitan tiyufta, in order to give an answer, believe hoin, to...
No, tiyufta is a question.
No, it's
tiyufta
is teshuva.
Teshuva, in order that they should...
No,
So how do you translate the big deal?
To put repentance into their hearts.
To put leman limitan, to put tiyufta bilivhon, to put repentance in their hearts. Okay, so Targum is translating that in a whole new interpretation. I didn't pick this up. Targum then seems to be saying is that Kadosh Baruch over here is tefos means to inject. Isn't that what he's saying? Limitan. I'm going to give them an audience so that I can inspire them. Tefos doesn't mean I'm going to expose you. According to the Mitsudos seems saying tefos means exposure. I'm going to pick up. You are people who are, have thoughts of Avodah Zarah. And you make believe no one knows. No one's watching, no one knows. Look what I got here. Look, I'm going to tefos. I'm going to pick up the machshava. I'm going to show it to the whole world to see you are a bunch of fakers. And by me giving you an audience and talking with you, that is going to be the ultimate expression, the way to show what you really are. Rashi, according to Targum, seems to say that the word tefos is something different. It means tefos means to inject. I'm going to give you an audience in order that just being in my presence will inject, I will put into your hearts a little bit of Yirah Shamayim. Leman tefos esbeis Yisrael belibam, to put a little bit of tshuva into their hearts, because the people are distancing themselves from me, asher nazaru me'olai begilu lehem kulam. Okay, nizaru kimo nizir echav. Okay, that means to be nazir, the one who is set aside, that is separated from his brethren. So in that context, it's something that's good. In this context, it's something which is bad. But see the Radak Pasik Hay in the Radak. Let me find it. Laman tefois es beis belibam, shehei mechasim es libam mimeni. They are concealing their sins, vani et b'seim b'libam shagale lohem gilule libam machshavay sam hara. So here we have over here that the mitzudos, the Radak clearly is learning the pshat like the mitzudos. Tefos means exposure, to seize, to hold up and show the world. B'yoynasam t'yagimani Hashem na nesi lo. I'm going to give them an audience. I'm going to respond to them. Bob, despite the fact Bob beroiv gilulov, ano Hashem mishtoel lei b'memre de'ase, I'm going to respond lemitba ulfon min kodomoy, to give a response to those who seek teaching from me. Af al gav dim orav biskei pulchan to avase. Okay, so this is really the previous pasuk. Even though it's mixed in their thoughts of idol worship, idolatry. Okay, that's really the previous pasuk. Now, we mentioned this last time, is that the Targum adds in three very critical words, af al gaf. That was the previous pasuk. Va berov gilulav means af al gaf. Even though they come to me with an abundance of gilulav and they're disgusting in my eyes to be in my presence, nevertheless, I will be kind and grant them an audience. I'll be with them. And now it says now tirgim leman tefos bedil, so that lekarova yospes Yisrael, I shall bring them close lemitan siyufta bilifon, to grant to yufta repentance in their heart, this dough which goes astray mibosar pulchane, who from serving me. The is the avu bepulchan tavose, and it is they're making a mistake in worshiping, making in the worship of mistakes of Avodah Zarah, kulhon, all of them. Again, so he's basically repeating over here what it says in Rashi's idea. We have basically two bits of mahalchim. Tefos is either going to be I'm going to expose them, or Hashem's I'm going to inspire them by injecting a thought of teshuva in their hearts. Period. And now he quotes the famous Chazal. We mentioned this last time on Friday. But I'm saying this on Levracha Perush Shulaman Tefos as Beis Shabalibam, in order to expose them, in order to take hold of them. Ki ba'avoidas chicham azolus machshav ara Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf lemaisa. Ki heim lo hayu oivdim akum achar shagalu el lefi shahayu choshem olecha adayin. Because over here, who is Yechezkel addressing? He's addressing the Goylim. Those that are living now in Golis, they're not actually worshipping idols. They're not bowing down to idols. but they're thinking about idols. And that itself, chashva alem ki'ilu avdu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers their thoughts as if they're actually worshipping the idols. So this is the unique halacha that when it comes to every single mitzvah, the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds a person responsible for an avera is when the avera is oise pri, is when the avera comes to fruition. When the avera actually, a thought leads to a maisa. If a person plans to do an avera, and then he goes forward with the avera, Hashem punishes him not just for the avera, but for the machshava, because the machshava matured into a maisa. But if a person only keeps the machshava in the planning stage, in the thought stage, there is no punishment. The exception is what we just learned in this pasuk when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Why is Avodah Zarah different? So it says here in the Mefarshim, because the first two Dibrois were spoke to HaKlal Yisrael directly by Hashem. Kol HaTorah Kula, the eight Dibros of the Torah, who transmitted the Dibros? Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's given to us indirectly. But the first two dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai, Hashem spoke directly. The intensity of that experience upgraded the demands to a higher level, where we are held accountable even for what we think about.
But does that mean that the Rebbe Levine, you started off by explaining to us at the beginning, Hashem said, "Why are you meeting with them?"
Yeah.
Right. Now it seems Hashem says, according to at least Radak and Rashi, it's a matter I want them to do tshuva. Is that correct?
According to the Targum. The Targum says, I'm meeting with them in order, I'm granting them an audience in order to inspire them. Correct.
So it's not Hashem is angry at Yechezkel at the beginning, according to the Targum. Why are you meeting with them? It would have seemed that that's the flow that the Targum is defined. It should have been, I want you to meet with them, in my presence alone, and tell them we'll inspire you to the tshuva. Not a challenge to Yechezkel, no? Why are you meeting with
us? I guess you have to. I don't know the answer. You have to understand what exactly happened. These people come to Yechezkel. Did Yechezkel have a choice? Yechezkel was sitting, and they just surrounded him, and they came to ask him questions. Did he have a choice? Could he have prevented them from coming into the room? I don't know. But in any event, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, or we learned according to one of the Mefarshim that this was in advance. Hashem was telling Yechezkel, I want to let you know what's going to happen. Tomorrow, at 12 o'clock, there's going to be a group of people who are going to approach you and want to speak to you. So you should know, this is how you should respond to them. Okay, I don't know. It's hard to assess exactly what happened. But in any event, in Hanami, there are different ideas being put over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, I want you to speak to them, and the purpose of speech is not to answer their prayers. The purpose is to, number one, expose them, according to one approach, for who they are. And number two, is to inspire them to do teshuvah. Okay, let's go further. The Pasuk says, Lochayna, okay, that, then we have Nazaru, this last Radak, Evsha Shahanun Sharesh. The nun of Nazaru is part of the Sharesh, right? He min akal migzeres poel, b'shekel v'lo yachoylu, me'in v'yonazru mikod shevinei yishol, you shall distance yourself from the holy things of the Jewish people, oz yeh m'in nifal, m'shar zor, me'in zor, azer, zor is to this. So I think what he's saying over here is he's coming to ask a question, what's the Sharesh of the word Nazaru? Maybe it's a zor. So that Azor is a stranger. A stranger means stay away. If this indeed is the true Shoresh, then the Nun is not part of the Shoresh. The word is there for padding in order, to, as a prefix, whatever, in order to enhance the expression. On the other hand, he does seem to say there is a possibility that the Nun is part of the Shoresh. Whom he gizras. There is a possibility that it is part of the sherish of the word, and it means then something different. It means apart, which is also similar to the word zar, but yet there's a way to upgrade the nun to being part of the actual root of the word.
Estranged.
And strange, right? But it's similar to the word zer, but the nun may indeed be part of the word itself. Okay, so we have over this pasuk. We mentioned the yisoid. This is a very important pasuk. The pasuk appears in the Gemara all the time, and we'll leave it with that. Pasuk vav. So I have the following message for you. Number one, repent. Number two, cause others to repent. influence your wives. Tell them that they should repent. Me'al gilu lechem, from your idols, from at least the thoughts of idol worship. Or me'al kol toyavosechem, hashivu p'nechem, I want you to return, I want you to make an about face. Go back 180 degrees. Pasik vavin mitzvah stavet shuvu, atem, atzmechem v'hashivu, influence others to repent. Es nishchem uvnechem, your wives and your children. Hashivu pnechem lebal tistaklu b'chem. Do not look at the avodah zara. Uchaimer imken yasu oz oshiv al manaschem lemaloischem. If you'll only do this, then I will answer your. I will grant you all of your requests. Let's see. Rashi pasuk vav shuvu midarkechem v'hashivu es levavchem. He learns here v'hashivu, not like what it says in the mitzvos to cause your wives and children, but Rashi says your hearts. So what does that mean? Shu, it means your minds, your hearts and minds. Influence your heart. Influence your heart to repent. Me'al gilu lechem asher helisem el levavchem, which you concentrate on. Hashivu p'nechem asher samtem michshol avonechem l'nechem. Remove the stumbling block that is in front of your eyes. Let's see. Radak pasigvav. Pasigvav. Is there any part? Palochein ashuv yashivu l'zikne Yisrael oimer shuvu yashivu b'neshechem u'bachureichem. He's speaking to the elders, and they should repent, and they should influence their wives and their children to repent. Hashiv p'nechem shloyu gerglu l'nech p'nechem k'mo shohayu. They should stop you in front of your face. Simple. Pasuk Zayin. Ki ish ish. Mibeis Yisrael u'mehager asher yagur b'Yisrael. Here is a new idea. All of a sudden, we're dealing with gerim. Why all of a sudden over here are we discussing gerim? Gerim you have in the Torah very often. But you don't have the idea of gerim in Tanakh. It's not a very popular topic because maybe there were not too many gerim in the time of Tanakh. Here in Mefarshim, take note that, wow, look at this. We're giving over here such important prominence to the gerim. And the answer is because this is taking place after Sancheriv. Sancheriv exiled the Aseres Hashvatim. With whom did he replace them with? The Kusim. The Kusim were transplanted and put in Eretz Yisrael. What happened to the Kusim? They continued originally to do Averos, to do worship of the Zara, until the land did not tolerate Chet, and Hashem dispatched lions to eat up the Kusim. So the Kusim were being slaughtered by these vicious lions every single day. They asked the prophets, either among their own or among Klal Yisrael, why are we suffering from these lions? And the answer was, you can't live in a holy land and behave as you did back in Kush. Doesn't work like that. The land does not tolerate this type of behavior. So what did they do? They converted. Was their gerus sincere? Machloikis. Some say geri emes, gus kusim geri emes. Some say geri aroyos. They were converts because of lions. But they converted. They did convert to some degree. And at least on the outside, I guess, elu, there was some that were sincere, some were not so sincere. Problem is they were very weak. It was a very, very weak conversion. And over time, we're dealing now with almost 200 years later, many of them went back to their old ways. And not only did they go back to their old ways, they influenced the people of Yehuda and Binyamin living in Yerushalayim. So here, this pasuk is coming to address the Kusim. This pasuk is a hidden reference that the people of Yehuda and Yemen, part of the reason why they have sinned, they have committed such terrible avers, was because of the influence of the Kusim who are occupying the land after the time of the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim, who have been put there by Melech Ashur. So that's what it says here. Asher Yogu Minager HaAsher Yogu B'Sud Yisrael V'Yinozer Me'achar. They have distanced themselves from me. V'Yahal Gilulav Alibo. And they have lifted up their Avodah Zarah to their hearts. U'Michshol Avoyno Yosim Nech Panav U'Vol HaNavi. And now they come to the Navi Lidroish Loi V to seek out Hashem. Ani Hashem Na'ane Loi V. I will be I through me. Nanelo B. So here's a little tricky what it means over here. B.
Navi
No. Yecheskel. Na'aneloi bi. They will be answered. Ani Hashem na'anelo. This is really what the Radak mentioned before. This expression. These people will now be answered. Bi through me. Now there's repetition. This pasuk basically, what we just read, a very long pasuk Zayin, really is exactly the same thing what it says in pasuk Gimel and pasuk Dalet. What we said before. You have here a group of people who are sinners. They're coming to the Navi. They have questions, and Hashem says, really, I should not give you an audience because you're a shoyim, you have a desire in your mind, you thought in your heart, but you know what? I'm going to answer your questions. Now, just tell you, before we see the Mepharshim, take note over here, the word derisha, over here it's a little more explicit. Uvoel hanavi lidrosh lo vi, to seek out. That parallels what it says in Pasuk Gimel, on the very Pasuk Gimel, these people who come, Mikshal Voinim Nasub Noech Pneyem, Ha Idoroish, Idoresh Lohem, shall I allow myself to be sought out? There was a double expression. Here, well, there it was from the perspective of Hashem. From Hashem's perspective, it's Ha Idoroish, Idoresh Lohem. When you look at it from the perspective of the person, it says Lidroish Loivi. It's the same thing. Isn't it the same event? And I think over here there's a very fascinating lesson. And you see this by some, sometimes you see this, sometimes you don't see this, is that when you go to a person, like I once went to a doctor once, something very, very minor. It was just like I wanted to cancel the appointment. It was a whole thing. My mother wanted me to go, so I went, whatever, a whole major. So I went there with a half a heart. Like this is not nonsense. This thing will go away in a day or two, whatever. Why do I have to go over here? Go to the doctor, and the doctor took such an interest in the condition, like much more than me. So, like well, wow, like it was very just stuck out of my mind. I'm over here for a clay and a kite, and he we have to understand what's going on over here. And he took a very, very strong interest. When you dive into Hashem, okay, we dive into Hashem, you dive into Shimon Esher, yeah, Hashem, I need Parnassa, I need this, I need that, I need all these things. What is Hashem thinking? Is Hashem taking more of an interest in your tefillah than you are being mispallel to Hashem? So it's fascinating to me that these sukkim, over here we have repetition, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, or is it Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Gimel? Pasuk Dalet. No, it's Pasuk Gimel. It's Pasuk Gimel. It's a little tricky over here. Ben Adam, Ha'anash Ma'ilah Ha'alalu El Gimluchem Al Libam U'michshol Avoinim Nasnu Kach Pneim Ha'idoroish Idoreish Lohem. Hashem uses the double expression. Should I allow myself to be sought out? It's not fair. These are a Shoyim. They don't deserve that I should give them my attention. If I would give them my attention, Hashem says, I would give them a double dosage of attention. Should I allow myself to give them what is required of me? But when we focus on the same exact experience from the perspective of the petitioner, it says we have over here a person who's a Rasha. He comes to Navi Lidrosh Loivi to ask Hashem a question. So the one that's asking is only asking with a single expression. But Hashem, who's being asked off, is taking it more seriously with a double expression. So there's a lesson to that. There's a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us more than we care about ourselves. He takes our bakashas extremely seriously, and therefore it's for us to also to take note of that, and when we respond to appreciate that. All right, let's see what's over here in Pasig Zion in the Mitzudos David. Pasig Zion says, Lidroish loy bi, Lidroish es hanavi bidvarai. They come out to seek the Navi bidvarai through my words. They come in to seek based on Hashem. Na'ane loy bi, akabal hamana shaloy lohashiv alav, bavur kvoit shemo. Hashem says, I will accept their request, and I will answer them in order for the honor of Kavod Shmo, the honor of Hashem's name.
What does it mean, the Yal Galula
the Levi? He thinks he has thoughts of Avodah Zarah. The gilul means basically means he's thinking about idol
yal
worship.
He's throwing it away. Or
No. Yal means he conjures. He brings up. Yeah. He brings to his mind the pleasure, the thoughts of worshiping an idol, thoughts of avodah zarah. That's what it means. Rashi pasuk zayin. Rashi says, "I will answer nanelo." Mishtoel le b'memre edroi shloi. I will answer them. I will give them an audience. These people are coming to make a request of me. I will answer them. I will allow themselves to seek me out, even though they are idol worshippers. Radak pasuk ches. Everything here is really repetition before. Rabbi pasuk zayin in the radak. So here is where the Radak addressed this question: why suddenly are we mentioning the game Zohar Hagerim? Nira kimin haskastim shavu loda shavu ledas Yisrael mishagolu Yisrael l'soicham. That the kimin haskastim.
So he's not talking about the
Kusim. Sorry, I made a mistake. I saw that somewhere else. Let's see. Kimin haskastim shavu ladas shavu. Ladas Yisrael Mishagolu Yisrael B'Sochem. So first, he says over here is something very interesting. That when the Jewish people, all the way around, when the Jewish people were brought down to Bavel by Nebuchadnezzar, 11 years before the Korban, and were settled in the land of Kastim, the neighbors took note of this new people and their religion, and were inspired, were very impressed, and they converted. They converted. That's what it says. Nira kimina kastim shavu ladas. They did teshuva. They became Jews. Ladas Yisrael mishagalu lishol l'sechem. When the Jews were exiled amongst them, ki ro they saw ki elokei Yisrael b'sechem elokei emes. Because the kastim, the neighbors, the goyim saw that the true God is the God of the Jews. V'chihevi aleim kol asher dibe davar ba'ozam v'chidibe v'chihevi aleim es kol asher dibe ba'ozam es tarasa. Because they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them for their sins. They saw the Yad Hashem, and that inspired the Kusim to become Jews. Uvo, and now, but now, these people, the Jews, plus the Gerim, are going backwards. They're backsliding, and they're beginning to worship idols once again. And now they're coming to seek out advice from the prophet. They're hypocrites. How dare you? Uvo el hanavi lidresh bloi bi, lidresh l'navi, they're coming to seek out the navi, ba'avuri, on my behalf, for my sake. They're asking the navi to get a response from Hashem, she'etein she'elosa, that their request should be granted. So Hashem says, Ani Hashem ne'ene loy bi, Ani Hashem, anehu, I will answer the people, ba'avur shemi, in honor of my name, kidei she'egle loy, tzufoin liboy hara, like we said before, I'm going to answer them, not that I want to give them their request, I want to have a conversation with them in order to expose their sins. Avalo edresh loy lose she'elosa, we started with today, but I'm not going to grant them what they want, their request. This conversation is only for one purpose, is exposure, not to give them what they want. Aval hebech she'elosa etin lo, I'll give them, in fact, the opposite of what they want. I'll punish them. She'etin ponai bo, that's the next pasuk, I'm going to punish them. Pasik ches. Vinosati fanai bo ishahu. I'm going to punish that person. Vahasi mo sihu. This is an unusual word. Normally the words were spelled with a shin, not with a sin. Here we have a sin. Vahasi mo sihu. I'm going to set him, or losh shema, we'll see in a moment. I'm going to set him l'os uli mosholim as a sign and as an example, in that everyone will witness what will happen to this person, then they'll do tshuva, they'll realize that you don't play around with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hichrativ, I will cut him off, mitoch ami, and then the whole world will know v'idatem ki ani Hashem. Let us see the mitzvah of Pasuk Ches. The mitzvah says, v'nosati fanai v'atzol loy ma'ulam, loy lemala she'losei. When this person comes to the Navi to seek out the word of Hashem, Hashem will not grant him his request, but instead will punish him. Ki adraba. Oid etin panai bo ishahu ve'etin oso l'shmama liyos l'mofes l'vnei Mary to all the other rebellious people shalo yahu kimoiso lidresh b'dvar Hashem b'machshavas avos chacham. How dare you come and seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a machshava of idolatry? When you come before Hashem to make a request, it's very fascinating what it says. So we got to be very, very careful what you're thinking. Don't have machshavas of avodah zarah when you make a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Ulim 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 Misholim Min Hashemamoin and there will be an oath and an example due to the Chorban min Hashemamoin Sheyavo Olav. Yikhu Moshel Yidamos Eleha Shemai Sacheros. People will learn a lesson that with regard to other Chorbanos. Kiani Hashem Nemon Lishalem Gmul Hashem punishes. Rashi Pasuk Ches Nasati Fonai Bo Ishahu Achari Kain Imlo Yishma El Divrei Hanavi. Ponai, so what does it mean, Ponai?
My ire, my anger.
Anger? Vahasimoy sihu. Targum Yonason, ve'ashet seine. Okay, what does that mean? It's to destroy? Shemama. Ve'ashet seine. That's an unusual word because it's the sin. We have a translation in the Rashi for.
Oh, yeah. I will make him a sign.
Make him what?
A sign.
A sign, or before that? Is this what it means? It means a sign? As a targum?
Is that it?
The word vahasimo sihu. Okay, normally means seamless to set. Samti ponai, samti means to set. But here it means shemama, means destruction. But if it means shemama, it should be spelled with a shin, not with a sin. That's what's interesting.
It is.
No, it's spelled with a sin. It's
the
you have
a
oh I have a sin. Ooh, I have a sin. And let's see what it says in the Radak. Look at the Radak.
It's a sin.
Look at the Radak. The Radak. What? You have in your text a shin. Okay, let's see the Radak. Venasati Panai Kesha Adam Kadam Shaimer Pine Ani Mikola Sokin the Essoik Bizer. Oh, ye ketargumai ve'atein ugzimai anger kmo ufonech lo hayu lo oid achaper uponav. Next, ve'ha ki you have a shin ve'ashimo sihu loisul mshalim mehara hagdol shav yolav yelo loisul mashal derech dal derech mashal bagim. So nechnami, where did I see this? I must see this in the art school. So give me one moment where I saw this. I'm all confused. Let's see. This is pasuk 8. Okay, here it is. Here he quotes over here and sends a sign for a parable. The translation of Fahasimo Siu and set him is based on the third letter being a sin and not a shin, implied by Targum and Rashi. So Targum and Rashi, let's say I'm going to destroy Churbin, that's a shin, Fahasimo Siu. However, there is another girsa that has a sin, which means to set. Alternatively, the third letter is a shin. Vashimosu is from the root shemama. Okay, so who he does not say who this comes from.
Rashi gets it from Targum, right?
Targum Yardisim.
Okay. So that means to set. It means to set. Okay, so I guess there are different girsois. Is it mean this, the shail? Is it a sin or a shin? And it'll be a different translation to set or to destroy. Okay, let's see. We have another few minutes. Let's start Pasik test. V'hanavi, we'll get to a very good topic here soon. The Neil, Noyach, and Eoiv, but we're not going to get to it today yet. Let's see. Pasik test. V'hanavi, a key yifu. Here's another interesting idea. V'hanavi. This is a this is a topic of discussion in and of itself. The prophet. Now here we're describing the false prophets. V'hanavi ki yifuteh. If he will be enticed. Why did the Pasuk choose the word Yifuteh to describe the sin, the mistake of a false prophet? False prophet has a nisayon. I can make a couple of dollars if I just lie. If I don't lie and I admit I don't know or I tell the people the truth, no one's going to want to pay me. So it's a nisayon. It's a nisayon. So here it says the way he makes the mistake is because he is Yifuteh, he has been enticed. If you were writing the pasuk, would you use that word? Not likely. A person makes a mistake not because he was enticed; it's because he has yetzahara favor, the zara gilei raish v'chastamim, a yetzahara for foolish reasons, whatever the reasons are. But the word yifuteh normally has a connotation that someone is whispering into his ear and is persuading him to do something that he doesn't really want to do. So it's a very curious word. Ve'anavi ki yifuteh, he will be enticed, we'll see in a moment, ve'diber davar, and he will say words, ani Hashem pitesi. So over here it says, I am Hashem, now it's a question mark. The way that most of the commentators learn is, it's a rhetorical question. Ani Hashem pitesi. Is it I Hashem who has enticed him, has influenced him to do this avera and to give over false prophecy? Eis anavi Yahu. Nonsense! It's not me. Don't blame me for all your problems. Therefore, it's only you. Therefore, Hashem says, I'm going to stretch out my hand upon him. I'm going to destroy him. Let us see the Mitzudos of Pasuk Tes. V'hanavi ki yifute. Hanidrash yihye nifte milibo. The Nidrash is the person that is seeking his advice will be nifte miliboy. So you try over here to explain why it says Yifute. Yeah, I'm not sure what he means. Hanidrash, that which is being sought, Yiyeh Nifte Milibo, is going to be enticed from his heart. In other words, his heart is telling him, tell the person the wrong answer, so that you will gain, so that he'll pay you, he'll have respect for you. Hanidrash, the item,
Nidrash is the Navi Sheker.
Right, we're dealing over here all exclusively with the Navi Sheker, but the Hanidrash means, I think it means the event, or the topic of discussion. This that is being sought, Yiyeh Nifte Miliboy.
Is that what it means, or it means these guys who showed up? These are the Nidrashim, right? These guys who came to ask.
No, I don't think so. I think now he's dealing with the Navi Sheker. Hanidrash yeh nifte milibo. The thing that's being sought, the question that's being asked, I can give multiple answers. The answer that I will provide is something that's being nifte milibo. It's not correct. It's been influenced by my heart, my Yetzirah. The daber devaroi minafsho. Therefore, what does he do? He says words from his own will. Lahashiv el hashayel sheyamale sheyloso, to grant his request, even though it's sheker, it's wrong, it's a lie. Ani, now the pasuk goes ani kmo ha ani. We're missing over here a hey hashayla. But techzar ha hey hatema. Here he calls a hey hatema, something called hey hashayla. Uchmo rabim written a loymar ha'em ani Hashem petitzias hanavi l'da besheker bitmiya. Was it I that influenced the navi sheker to say falsehood? Haloi habechira chavshis. Man has free will. Ulechein ata, therefore he is deserving of punishment. Ate yodi olav lehakoisay v'ashmidoy b'toich ami Yisrael. I'm going to destroy him. Okay, so therefore the Radak, Rav Mitzudas, is not really giving us much of an explanation of over here why the Pasuk chose to use the word Yifute, other than saying is that a person has inside of him a Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara, when it convinces a person to do an Avera, it's begeder in the category of enticing the person to do the wrong thing. Obviously, there's a gain. What?
No, we have it. Terry uses the word yifata-ish by a woman.
By a woman. So now we understand. The man wants to do an avera.
Out. He's turning out the drash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going back to his basic heart's intent. Yifata the drash meliba. What is the drash? What Hashem is really telling the Amos. And then he goes ahead, and we're dealing here with
a Navi Sheker. We're dealing over here with a false prophet. People are lining up to ask him questions.
Right.
So the people, the Nidrash, means the question that's being asked, the solution that's being sought. The Navi Sheker hears the question, and in his mind, there are many possible answers he can give. He can tell the person, you know what you should do? You should do tshuva. You should fast. You should stop.
What they really want to hear.
Exactly. On the other hand, I can tell them, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be fine and good, it's just a bad dream, just ignore it. He knows that if he says to them, everything is fine and good, they're going to leave a nice tip. And if he says to them, you know, you're a Rasha, I think it's about time you start doing tshuva, they're going to smack him in the face, and they're going to try to close down his business. So the Navi Sheker's heart is being mefate, is enticing, is trying to persuade the Navi. What do you need to start up with these people? Just tell them what they want to hear. Tell them what they want to hear and all will be good. That's why we're using the word Yifute. Yifute means the Yetzer Hara is enticing the mind of the false prophet to tell the people the wrong answer. Yeah.
Could it be something like this? He makes up something, the Navi makes him up something, and tells the person, and then Hashem makes the Navi look good by having it
No, don't
come
say
through,
that.
and that entices him to continue.
I hear what you say, but that's not what the Metzuda says. The Metzuda is very, very simple. Read the Metzuda one more time. Look at this. The Hanavi ki Yefuteh. He's coming over here to address the word Yefuteh. Hanidrosh. Hanidrosh means the question that is being presented. Yeye nifte milibo. The solution to this request is being nifte milibo, which means the Yetzahara. And what he goes on to explain, Vayedaber diburoi minavshoi. The prophet, the false prophet, gives a solution minavsho, out of his stomach, out of his desire, lehoshev el hashoyel sheimale sheiloso, to answer the petitioner his request, what he wants to hear. Hashem says, "How dare you? Did I tell you to tell this person this answer? This answer is false. Did I tell you to do this? Of course not, and therefore you're going to suffer the consequences." Okay, the Radak is not really giving us a very deep explanation of why it says the word Yefuteh. Rashi, on the other hand, is drawing from the Gemara and is giving us a very profound ideas in Hashkafa, something which is way, way beyond our understanding. And he writes here, so he goes on, Ani Hashem Pitesi Es Hanavi Ahu. Did I go and entice this Navi to say such a thing? And it also goes back in the word Yefuteh, and Rashi says, what does he say over here? These are very classic words. Posachti loy pesach le ezo sheyirtze. Umikan yesh. From here we learn, bo li tame poischin lo. So Hashem says, Einochinami. Ani Hashem is not, Rashi is not reading it according to Pshut, he's reading it as a statement. Ani Hashem Pitesi. Pitesi comes from the word Pesach. Pesach, even though there's no Ches here, but it comes from the word Pesach, is that Bo Litame Poischin Loi. Hashem created this world with free will. And a Navi Ki Yifuteh means a Navi who opens up in his mind the opportunity, the ability to do something wrong, to influence people the wrong way. So Hashem says, go for it. You will be given that ability to exercise free will, even though the consequences are going to be horrific. There are no safeguards. We like to think, see, we live in the world, Baruch, we live in America, Baruch Hashem, Chaste Hashem, and America, the greatest chesed, and also the greatest problem for us is safeguards. There's the FDIC. If the bank goes under, you don't have to worry about it. The government has it covered for you. If a person, Rahman al-Islam, can't afford to pay his bills, you don't got to worry. You declare bankruptcy. A person that can't survive, so you go on food stamps, you go on welfare. A person's homeless, pick you up, they'll put you in a shelter. So no matter how low you go, you're guaranteed you'll survive. It might not be very pleasant, okay? But we know in the back of our mind we live with a safety net, and everything is taken care of. You know, Eretz Yisrael, they don't have all of these things. And Eretz Yisrael, you talk and see it, you see people, there's a real pachat. There's a real pachad. What's going to be? What's going to be when I get old? What's going to be when this happens? No one's going to be there. The government's not going to be there to take care of me. They don't have all of these benefits. So we unfortunately, I know myself, is that this idea is that everything is going to be okay. It transfers into religion. You know, you do an Avera. All right. I do an Avera. So I'll do tshuva. At the end, everything will always work out. Right, everything's going to work out. You make decisions, which are the wrong decisions, against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the end, everything's going to work out. It's all going to be Basher. It's all going to be Menash Shemaim. It's all going to be there. It doesn't work like that. This is Mamash Kefira. This free will. And if you want to do the wrong thing, the door is open. And the consequences are, you walk out that door, there's no coming back. You're stuck. It's a very, very frightening thing. And that's why we have another Sheker. Hashem says, the door is open. But when you walk out that door, that's it. There's no safety net.
Is this only by avodah zarah?
Everything in life.
Everything in life?
And against this tshuva. No, this tshuva, obviously. There's obviously this tshuva. But there are red lines that you cross that, okay, you'll do tshuva, but it's not going to be the same. You can't expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't accept Kadosh Baruch Hu is I can do whatever I want today, and look, later on in life I'll do tshuva, I'll correct all of my wrongs, and everything is going to work out ki'ilu, and I'll have the best of both worlds. I was able to play around when I wanted, and I'll able to go and have all the covenant and gedula and all the bracha like the people who never engaged in these activities. It's not the way it works. We think that there's always going to be a safety net, but there is such a principle, habali tame paischin lo. We would much like prefer to be in a situation habali tame in paischin lo. You can't go. Hashem should prevent us from doing things which would be irrevocable, irreversible. But that's not what it says. The Navi Sheker, the reason why it says Yifuteh, it's alluding to this principle. If you want to do an Avera, you can do it. The Pesach is Pasuach. There is no safety net. There is no insurance. And the consequences are, so what it says over here, it goes on to say, Vinotisi es yodi olav vishmaditiv, he's going to be destroyed, mitoich b'nei ami Yisrael. Why? Hashem, I would have preferred that there should be a safety lock on the door, that when I try to open the door that takes me to Gehenim, the door should not open. In a car, right, we know there's a child safety, everything is, this can't happen. Because there are safety mechanisms built in. If you want to open, it just doesn't open. If it's not going to be good for you. Hashem, that's not the way it works.
But how do we know this is not only applying by a Navi Sheker? I mean, a Navi Sheker, we see this serious consequence. Even the Torah says, if he speaks in my name, maybe only by Enoch Hanami, a Navi Sheker, the seriousness of it is
no,
so great.
No, Tamei Paischim Lo. It's a general principle Chazal applied to all matters of Halacha. Haba Li Tamei Paischim Lo. There is no safety lock. There is no child safety lock on the door. If you want to open the door is open, you go out the door, and what are the consequences? The consequences are, you're finished.
It's
you're finished.
Messiah
Neso. You want to be Messiah, then they grant you, they help you, right? Then they, but it does not take away from this extremely frightening. Our reality is that a person is responsible for his decisions, and there are severe consequences.
The Malbim says that he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his reaction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you gave me the shlichus to become a Navi in the first place. Now what do you want from me? That's what he's saying.
But who's saying this?
Ani Hashem piti, es Hanavi Ahu. He's saying the Navi is complaining to me. You know, he's saying the Navi's.
But Hashem, but it's a bit me
off. Who gave me the shlichos to be a Navi?
That's not true.
But that's what he's claiming.
Because according to the Mitzudos, it's a rhetorical question. According to Rashi, it's a statement. Hashem is saying, I let you do it because that's the way the world operates with Bechira Chofshis. All right, let's stop.